Good evening, everyone, all my listeners. Welcome to In My Shoes. For this week, we are back in Manchester, Gornas, in one of my classrooms. I'm very confident in a familiar setting this evening as I sit with Hamchan Besundal to talk about his achievements. Follow us on Instagram at InMyShoes7422. All one word. Now, at just 15 years old, this remarkable young man was awarded for an EBE. I still don't know what that is. He also wrote the CXC examinations at the same age, 15. Now 3 years older and, well, I'll let Mr. Besundal tell his story. Good afternoon, Mr. Besundal.
Good afternoon to you, Chester.
How are you?
I'm doing great, actually.
And how are you excited to be here?
Yes, very excited.
Tell us, my research says you were born in Guyana, no?
Yes, I was born in Guyana.
Okay, so how come you left Guyana?
My parents came over to Trinidad about a year before me and my brother. So they came to work and then they brought me and my brother over here, because we
weren't
very safe in our own country.
Okay. Why did you choose CTS College to enroll out of all the other schools on the island?
Somebody recommended the school to my parents and we came in and we signed up. They gave us a very good opportunity for me to be able to write CXC at a young age. So we eventually came into the school and signed up in 2019.
Okay, and I would assume, because you've written CXC at that tender age, kind of premature.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts during those few months?
Well, at first I was very nervous and very anxious about CXC because I was very young and I didn't really know how big of a deal it was. But then I met friends and I became very accustomed to the semester and the schedule and everything. So eventually when it came to write the exam, I wasn't very nervous or anything. I just went through it like a normal exam.
Okay, and I don't have to skip that question. You're done and sad. How do you feel knowing that you've made history as the youngest person to achieve a top student award?
At first, I was very nervous. I was very confused because I didn't know how to feel about it. It felt very unreal. But then seeing how everybody around me was very proud and everyone was congratulating me, it made me feel very accomplished and confident in myself.
And I'm proud of you as well.
Thank you so much.
I took this from a quote you said. The achievement of an EBE top people level 4 sorry, I got distracted. Level 4 dynamics business environment is the most fulfilling and annoying accomplishment thus far in my academic career.
Well, the achievement of a world prize in a very new subject to me was a big deal because it's the biggest achievement I've ever gotten so far. But maybe in the future I will get even bigger achievements, hopefully.
What subject was this by me?
That subject was dynamic business environment.
And what does that entail?
It basically teaches you about the different environments that businesses will engage in. There are external environments and internal environments, and different ways these businesses can analyze these environments and how they could adapt to them.
Okay. At 14, how did you overcome self-doubt and procrastination? I remember reading somewhere you spoke about these challenges. How do you manage to maneuver over those obstacles?
Well, when I first signed up for ABE, those were the two biggest problems that I had, self-doubt and procrastination. And I came over it, well, not in a very victorious way. I signed up for 4 units in level 4, and eventually I had to drop out of 2 of those units because of the self-doubt and procrastination. It wasn't helping me at all. So I dropped out of 2 subjects, and I managed to focus my time and my attention towards the remaining 2 subjects that I was doing. Procrastination is kind of something I still struggle with, and self-doubt not so much anymore because of the achievement. I've become very confident and motivated in myself. So I can't really give advice on how to overcome self-doubt and procrastination. It really depends on the person and the situation that they're in. For me, I managed to overcome it by focusing on what I wanted and the achievement of my goals.
You've mentioned needed four subjects. What are they?
The four subjects I had signed up for were employability and self-development, dynamic business environments, enterprise and organizations, and finance for management.
Okay. And what do you have to drop out of?
It's kind of a funny story because dynamic business environment was the one that I ended up dropping, along with employability and self-development.
Explain.
Well, dynamic business environment, when I first signed up for it, I had to drop it because, well, it was a little bit difficult and overwhelming at first. But then the next year, I wrote it again, and that's when I got the World Prize achievement.
Oh,
yeah.
And now I understand. Well, me a little bit over time for this segment. So I'll stop the recording right now, and when we get back, you can talk to us about how you prepared for exams and whatnot.
Of course, definitely.
You see something to the audience?
I don't really know what to say. I'm not very good at giving advice or giving motivational speeches, so.
Okay. We'll be right back, guys. Stay with us.
Do you need a bit of inspiration? Well, you've come to the right place. Because you see, In My Shoes is a place where we discuss the goals, accomplishments, and struggles faced by ordinary people just like you. So let's take a walk together.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm here with Mr. Bisundal talking about his achievements. Mr. Bisundal, tell us, how did you prepare for exams, knowing that you could possibly be the youngest in the room?
Well, I would always revise before I go into the exam room, and with ABE specifically, I was already familiar with the anxiety that comes with writing an exam because of my experience with CXC and when I was writing CXC in the room. So beforehand, at least a couple of weeks before, I would always go over the teachings of the semester and always try to remember, not memorize, but try to apply them to different papers, like past papers. And it really helped. It actually helped me a lot. The first two exams that I wrote in ABE, I came out with distinctions. So it was very exciting when it first happened. And it really showed me that I could actually do something.
Tell us about, before this question, what ABE stands for?
Oh, actually, I'm a little ashamed to admit this. I don't know what ABE stands for. It's true, I don't know what it stands for.
Neither do I. Tell us about your experiences with this institution, CTSK. college.
My experience with CTS has been very pleasant. The people here, the employees, Mr. Wagner himself, they're very kind.
Call him Mr. Wagner.
Mr. Ragunath. He's very kind and very motivational. I really admire him as a leader. I want to be someone like him in the future. And the staff, they're very receptive. They're very kind people. And they seem very understanding as well. And I really enjoyed my time here in CXC. And still in ABE, I enjoy coming to school and signing up and having little conversations with everyone once in a while.
What are some of the challenges you faced with your academics pertaining to COVID?
Well, because of COVID, a lot of the semesters had transitioned into online classes. So, well, it wasn't really challenging. It was a lot easier for me because beforehand I had to travel and my parents were very worried and I didn't really like to travel by myself. It was very scary. So online classes was a big help for me. Plus, a lot of the courses had transitioned into open book assessments, which made everything a lot easier and less stressful. It was still a bit difficult, but at the same time, it was a little bit easier as well.
So you grew up in Guyana. Let's talk about that for 2 minutes. In Guyana, how was life growing up?
Oh, well, I grew up in a very small community. We were sectioned up into like community one, community two, and I grew up there with my friends. I would constantly go out riding my bicycle with them, hanging out. And at school, I was friends with everyone. I was very social in school. And generally, that's all I remember from Guyana. The beaches, they're nice sometimes, but other than that, that's really all I remember Guyana.
And Georgetown is your capital.
Yeah.
How was Georgetown?
It was very beautiful. It looked different from where I lived, so to me it was strange. But it's a really nice place to go.
Yeah. How are you people over there?
Well, I lived in Burmese, so and I really never really traveled. My family never really went anywhere. So the people where I grew up, they were very nice people. Not everyone got into fights, and no one really argued with anyone. People are very kind where I grew up.
Yes. Burmese, that sounds like the countryside, is it?
Not necessarily, no. Burmese isn't really the countryside of the country. It's a bit more rural and urban than the other places. It's a region in Guyana, essentially.
Okay. So, what do you like to do in your free time?
Oh, in my spare time? Well,
yeah.
Given the circumstances of last year, you'd probably think that, you know, I developed some kind of habit for reading or doing something productive, but really in my spare time, I do absolutely nothing. It's something that I want to cut out in 2021, but as for now, I do absolutely nothing in my spare time. And I don't recommend it to anyone that's listening.
So I see, you like fantasy series and cartoons.
Oh yeah, I like.
What are some cartoons you've looked at recently?
I've watched 2 Disney cartoons recently. One called their series, so one is called Owl House and the other is Amphibia. And I just really like magic and different kind of animals and all these kinds of fantasy stuff. I just like to watch it. It's very entertaining to me. I also watch Netflix series. Like, this recent one, me and my brother has been watching. It's called Lost in Space. It's about this family that's, like, lost in space, essentially. They were trying to migrate to a different planet, and so they got attacked by an alien, and they got stranded, etc., etc.
Wow.
Yes, I really like this stuff.
Yeah. Well, maybe in our last segment, when we have more time, we could dive a bit deeper and get lost in space.
I'd love to do that. That sounds fun.
Yeah. So, we have under 2 minutes left. Tell us about your friends in school.
Well, when I wrote CXC, that's where I met my 3 best friends. They're all girls. But I don't really have that many friends, and they're the only kind of friends that I hang around with. I'm very comfortable around them, and I talk a lot when I'm around my friends, and like, I'm me when I'm around my friends. But in AB, I haven't really made any friends in AB because I'm so focused on the schoolwork. I don't really socialize with anyone that much.
Yeah.
But my friends and I, they're all older than me, and a lot of them have work. They work a lot, so we hardly communicate as much anymore. I'm kind of a lonely person now. I don't know. My friends all work, so I don't really talk as much with them anymore.
Okay, have 1 minute. Tell us about your family relations. I see you bought your brother along with you. He's in the room, even though this is a closed interview. I don't know how that happened. How did that happen?
Well, I like to go everywhere with my brother because he's older than me, so if we ever get into trouble, he's the one that will take the blame. So. Yeah, and my relationship with my family is very healthy. I don't have bad blood with anybody, and I love my family, my parents. I like to make them proud, so I always focus on my schoolwork and try my best to pass and come out with good grades so that they're very satisfied and the money that they spend behind me is well worth it.
Okay. We're approaching half a minute over time. So we'll be right back and get ready to be lost in space. This is In My Shoes.
This podcast is brought to you by the amazing people at Anchor. Anchor is a free app where you can not only listen to your favorite podcasters, but you can become one yourself. Anchor will also distribute your podcast among all other platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn. Download the Anchor app today.
Now. Whoa! Yeah, we go. Woo! Yeah. How was that on y'all?
Exhilarating.
Very good.
Yeah. In a strange voice that wasn't any other two segments, that is Mr. Bisundayal's brother, Mr. Bisundayal. He also likes this particular series. You're going to tell me about it. Mr. Bisundayal, how are you?
I am fine, thank you.
How are you excited to be here?
I am excited.
And I'm excited to spend this time with both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So tell me about Lost in Space.
So essentially, Lost in Space is a space movie, series.
First and foremost, it is a sci-fi series.
Yeah.
Based on a family of five. You have mother, father, two girls, and a two boy. Mm-hmm. When the series began, you see them in a spaceship, in space, playing cards.
Yes. So essentially, what's happening is they are boarding a big ship called the Resolute. And basically what they're trying to do is they're going to migrate to another planet called Alpha Centauri. The reason why they're migrating to this planet is because the Earth has become uninhabitable because of pollution and all that sort of stuff. And whilst they're going to, traveling to Alpha Centauri, they get attacked by an alien robot and they get stranded on another planet. We don't know the name of this planet, but it's very dangerous.
It was actually an ice planet.
Yes.
It was like a hybrid of ice and vegetation. And the ship got frozen below, and one of the crewmates, one of the girls, got stuck in the ice.
Yes.
Is this girl's, what's her name?
I can't remember her name.
Well, the name of the children are Penny, which is the girl, one of the girls.
Well,
Wendy, Will is
the boy.
Will, Penny, and
I did my homework.
You did your research. And there's an older sister whose name is
I can't remember.
Jade.
She was the one that got stuck in the ice.
She's the bravest.
Little boy. While they were going to collect, they were going to get some stuff to remove her from the ice.
Yes.
Little boy ended up falling into a little cave and got separated from his father. That was where he ran into one of these alien robots.
And he befriended
but
the robot.
But the alien robot was about to die. Mm-hmm. And he saved the alien robot, and the alien robot and him became friends.
Yeah. That's moving.
It was the first episode.
And the robot ended up saving the girl just in the nick of time.
I took a look at season 3, episode 4, which is called Hunter's Moon. I looked at it on YouTube.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. So this series that we're talking about, Lost in Space, it is a remake of the old series that you're talking about. So the Netflix one that we watched, it only has up to 2 seasons. Season 3 is coming out this year, which is the last season for this series.
Oh,
so you're kind of spoiling us there, as a matter of fact.
We have no clue what season 3 entails.
Okay, so I guess my research, I research too much.
you research a little too much. Almost spoil us.
And we thought we would be spoiling you, but you spoil us.
Well, that is okay, because at the end of season 2,
Yeah.
The children got separated from their parents. Yes.
All of the children.
It was a very nice ending and very intriguing. I'm very excited for season 3.
It left us on a cliffhanger.
A bit of a cliffhanger.
Suspense.
Mm-hmm. That is one big reason, main reason I love the series.
Because
every episode has some sort of suspense or drama going on.
The way they execute everything that happens, it's so perfect and
really
suspenseful.
Perfect.
And emotional as well.
Yeah. And it also has a bit of survival.
Because
majority of the time they're in like threatening situations and you could think and figure out how to get out of it.
Well, I meet this moment to inform you, Mr. Bisundal. Young Mr. Bisundal.
Yes, Chester.
That you are once again creating history. This podcast episode is the first episode to feature more than one guest. How do you feel?
I'm very happy about that. I'm making history everywhere I go, apparently.
How do you feel as a young historian's brother?
I'm very happy for him. I'm very glad he's achieving such remarkable feats.
Yeah.
Now y'all have something to go back home and tell y'all fans.
I will be sharing this podcast with them, so I'm very excited for that.
Yeah. So, how did you all come across Lost in Space?
Well, we were home, we were bored, we had nothing to do, and we decided to watch a random series, and it ended up being a very good one.
On Netflix, I know that you have to be watching a certain type of movies to get suggested the same types of movies. The fun movies and the same genre.
Yep. Prior to watching Lost in Space, I used to watch a series called The 100. It's about 100 teenagers that were sent down from space into Earth. So it basically is something similar. That's probably one of the reasons why we got suggested Lost in Space.
So, you like extraterrestrial ships?
Well, not really extraterrestrial, more like sci-fi, action, survival. That is my type of series.
It just happens to be
it's very fun
involved.
And the drama and all the excitement, it gets me get the adrenaline going, and gets me excited.
We're out of time once again. Would you like to leave us with any last words?
Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast and listening to my story, and also listening to me and my brother rant about a Netflix show. Thank you so much for spending your time today listening to me, Chester, and my brother.
Yes, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and thank you, Chester, for having us.
Thank
it was wonderful
you
and fun.
For being
Yes, thank you.
Well, that's it, guys. Tune in next week for someone else's story and remember to keep smiling, keep your shoes on, keep walking. Good night.